Thank you.
Man, oh man, oh man. We heard a whole bunch of folks in that set. Yeah. Ending up with Dizzy Gillespie, Melba Moore, and others doing Manteca. Yeah, some great tunes there. Yes, indeed, some great tunes there that we are heard. And we're going to get to this in a minute as soon as I get my pull my list up here. Okay. A Night in Tunisia, Manteca, Dizzy Gillespie, Melba Liston, and more. Melba Liston is part of Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra, a tune that she helped co-write. Yes, indeed. Also, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. That's from Until, something new from her. More music that we heard was the Ozzy Brothers. Yeah, Make Me Say It Again and Again, Girl. Also, Mariah doing Material Girl. Yeah, Mariah doing Material Girl. And also, Mariah the Scientist doing Church. So we had two Mariahs there. All right. Two Mariahs there. Music from, Eugenie Jones. Eugenie Jones doing Red Dress. Jasmia talking about Ella Fitzgerald in scat singing. Yeah, Jasmia Horn stepping into that. We also heard from Pete Escovedo, Mas Kanata. We heard from him doing that tune. Man, Ella Fitzgerald, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Ella Fitzgerald there for you. Also, Emmett Cohen Trio doing Waltz for Debbie. Sarah Vaughan in a Sentimental Mood. Ligaya, Ben Davis, performed by the Ball State Jazz Ensemble. Music from them. Until You Come Back to Me. Hope Diamond there for you. Doing Until You Come Back to Me. K. Michelle. Was K. Michelle in that set? I believe so, but we'll see. More stuff coming up for you in this next hour, so stay with us. We got some dance music, some blues, and much, much more. We're going to talk about country music. We're going to talk about blues and more. Mo for you on a Sunday. Kevin Amoson with you. This is WRCT
Pittsburgh. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Jazz Corner. Thank you.
Thank you. recording the harmonica. this county in the temple. So where was he at?
reach the audience. So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Thank you. it's true. Kiss me once and once more. That makes twice. Come on, baby, let's make it four. Listen, sweet, I'll repeat. How long has this been going? Oh, how long has this been going? Oh.
You, baby, all I do is think about. cares that hang around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to
change that melody.
Last Forever now. Ronnie Laws, and I play saxophone, flute, and also a vocalist. The household was musical. You know, my mother was the local choir director, you know, in the local church. And she exposed us to different genres of music. B.B. King to Ray Charles, Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie. I really appreciated the experience of listening to the blues. My brother-in-law, who had just gotten out of the military, he was in the Marine Corps, he was a wannabe saxophone player. And I would, you know, just sort of follow him around, and I would really pay close attention to, you know, how he approached the horn. One day, you know, we were listening to David Fathead Newman being featured with Ray Charles, and I decided to pick it up and actually was able to construct a, you know, the C major scale. And it really shocked him because he had no idea that I was paying, you know, that kind of attention to what he was doing. And it was at that point he gave me the horn. He said, "The horn is yours." You know? Basically sort of self-taught myself, you know, about a method book, learned the fingerings and scales and so forth. And that's what things sort of took off, you know, with me at that point. The decision was between New York and Los Angeles. My brother, you know, was well established in New York, and not just in New York, but throughout the world. So, you know, I wanted to make the decision to sort of establish my own thing. Sessions, that's when I joined up with Doug Kwan. He was very innovative, you know, very creative guy, you know, and it was a great experience, you know, working with him. He's the one that introduced me to Maurice White, Earth, Wind & Fire. Maurice heard that I was in town, and he communicated to Doug that, you know, they're looking for a horn player, you know, to be a part of the band. And Doug recommended me. I mean, he could have selfishly said, "No, I'm keeping Ronnie in this band." I followed through on that, and went in audition, thinking that I was going to be a part of a horn section, because in those days, in R&B bands, they all had horn sections. But when Maurice heard me play, he said, you know, Riley, we're just going to go with the one horn, which I thought was, you know, that was a pretty unique thing to do, because as I said, you know, most of the R&B bands, they all had horn sections. It turned out to be an epic thing, and you know, with the sound of Earth, Wind & Fire.